My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal, to save my city. But my old approach wasn't enough. I had to become someone else. I had to become something else. I had to become the Green Arrow.
Hello, and welcome to the Rogue Arrow Podcast, the best Arrow podcast with normally four co-hosts in three time zones on two continents discussing one television show. But we're doing a light version, so it's three co-hosts in two time zones on one continent discussing one television
show. Two episodes.
Nice. I like it. Of one television show.
That means it's kind of we're doubling it up, really.
Yeah.
Getting six hosts on four time zones. That's not how math works. And I know that now, and I apologize.
That's all right. We'll let it slide just this once.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, as always, Mark. I am Daniel Janes.
I'm Rudy Schubach.
And I'm Laurel Mers.
Is Laurel got like a big delay? Is that just me?
I kind of thought she was just like pouring one out for Chris since he can't be here. But like maybe pouring one out in introductions.
I was pouring one out right into my face.
Ooh, I have a coffee, but I wish it was a beer.
So Arrow.
I don't want to hear about you night before last.
We're catching up on last week's episode and then this week's episode, one of which I feel is better than the other by quite a bit. And we'll get to that.
I'll be interested to hear which one you think is better.
Yeah.
She thought they were both terrible.
We are discussing episode 410, Blood Debts, written by Oscar Balderrama and directed by Jesse Warren. And following that up with episode 411, AWOL, written by Brian Ford Sullivan and Aldrich. And directed by Charlotte Brandstrom, which is a crazy awesome last name.
Brandstrom.
So, yeah.
Max Bullets.
Once again, we're a little out of practice. But that's all right. Kind of feels like these episodes were a little out of practice, too, if you know what I mean.
Oh!
Oh! Burn! Snap!
Sorry.
Rudy's the new Fred of the group.
Fred? What?
Ah, Fred! It's from Stern Show.
Oh.
He's the sound guy. He's a sound engineer, and he does drop.
Oh, okay.
So you're the new Fred.
I don't know if that's true. Fred. Okay.
All right, then.
Moving forward. Forward, not backwards. Upwards, not downwards.
Yeah. So,
by the way, is a huge fan of Arrow.
Really? Oh,
6 foot something, huge.
Tiny He's really tall. Huge. That's true. Tiny penis, huge.
Well,
seems like an oxymoronic sentence. Tiny penis.
Well,
huge.
You know, they say that tall men can have average size penis, but because they're so tall, it just looks small. That's what I suspect is going on.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Of Howard Stern's penis.
My question is, was that in an episode of Arrow?
Not yet, but it might
not
be soon.
Yet.
Should have been. Would have been more entertaining.
All right. Well, let's discuss some Arrow. Did you guys do synopsis?
I have not. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't really feel like we need to get into things too deeply.
The first one was when we learned that Felicity is not the one who died, but that somebody else died, and it really pissed Felicity off. And so
nailed it.
Another person, and it's definitely not the Flat. So those are the only two that it could be. And it's also the one in which Arrow saves the family of Dangerous Douchebag. And
then we find out that his wife is like even crazier than he is.
Wife turns out to be like, yeah, super bad lady. And the kid just looks normal for now. And that's...
It's also the episode where Arrow was like trying to... Sorry, go ahead. No, no, go ahead.
I was gonna say the same thing. Never see Felicity in the hospital.
Hey, nailed it. We're so on the same page.
Yep.
So much so that we talk at the same time.
Yeah, I think I might still be on some kind of weird delay because...
Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm on the weird delay.
No, it was definitely Laro.
Oh, no. Laro.
Laro.
It's also the one where Arrow uses his last, like, trump card and makes it so that he knows where Damian Dark is by making Lancy Pants tell him where their meeting place is. But that seemed moot because he didn't actually ever find anything there, so nobody cared anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Man, I really hated Anarchy.
He was pretty strange. Flat.
Right back.
Yeah.
You're back. Sweet. And I'm back.
We were just talking about how shitty Anarchy was and not very interesting as a character.
Oh, he was also obsessed with Thea, who he could have killed a couple of times and didn't.
And, because he wanted her to kill him.
Which leads us to the final plot line, was that Thea decides that her bloodlust is too hard for her to be a hoe. And then she's like, never mind, I'm strong enough to be a hoe. And then she hoes it up.
My hoe instincts are too strong.
Yeah.
So that's that.
And he's all like, what's going on? Why the change of heart? And she's like, drink your wine. I'm trying to get you drunk. That was pretty funny. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a lot to say about this episode.
You preferred the other one?
Yeah.
Is it mostly preferred the other one. Of your dislike of Anarchy?
It's mostly because there wasn't really anything interesting that happened.
Yeah, there was very little revolution besides the Felicity is paralyzed thing. And that
right.
is dealt with more in the second episode as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, there is the revelation that somebody is still going to die.
That's true.
Right? So mm-hmm. that is a cliffhanger that's not done being hung.
And that Damian Dark's family, who we thought was very nice and wholesome, is actually twisted as fuck.
Yeah, they like totally know what he's up for, and they are down to also be up for it.
Down to murder the whole world.
Right, yeah.
They are DTMTWW.
Yes. But it did give us a week off of Damian Dark to do something nice. Else, because he earned himself 2 weeks of being alive on the Earth by not killing Dee Dee's family.
Which is good, because he apparently needed it to save Argus, I guess.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Wait, oh, we didn't talk much about what happened on the island. Is that happened during the last episode.
The second to last episode. During Anarchy's episode, because during the AWOL episode, it was actually Andy's flashback
right.
for a week.
So lately on the island, what we know is that they got found out by a douchebag with a beard. They got taken back, and our friend in black, the black guy, who wants all the Andy? Magical things.
Oh, Damian Dark.
No, the black guy who wants all the magic.
Baron Ryder.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, go ahead and do what you want with him. And so the douchebag with the beard starts like whipping his ass, and he get his gift from what is
the magic tattoo.
His magic tattoo starts to glow, and so he is saved, and he takes the girl whose brother he killed with him to be in a cell somewhere.
And why the fuck did that happen?
I don't know why anything on the island happens anymore.
Well, except that they have, I think, maybe been listening to our podcast, because then he showed up as one of these bad guys in the flashbacks this week.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're working to tie it in with Andy's flashbacks, his backstory, yeah. Which I guess will be cool if we get more of that, mostly because it's something new that we haven't seen.
If we get to that point.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah. We've got several years of him being off the grid, kind of like Oliver.
That's true. Being a Dark Spire drug dealer motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, before we move on to this
one. Before!
The major issue that I had with Anarchy was the Anarchy symbol outside of Damien Dark's home, which was clearly painted with some kind of traffic style paint.
And that's what Mason said. He's like, where did he get high quality or high durability street paint?
That's what I said.
Yeah, and like, why did it look meticulously done?
Yeah, how did he have the time to like put up the cones, put on his yellow vest and his hard hat?
Well, it's really funny to me now because the thought of that, like, is the taking of the time to bury exactly all of the Anarchy symbols exactly the same. And that is so counter to the concept of anarchy in general, which makes me laugh really hard.
That's what's funny about it.
It is very funny. You are right. Well done.
You well done.
thank you. I guess.
You're welcome. What else? Any fun arrows? Well, he used one to blow up a door, but it wasn't all that exciting because he'd done that before. Oh, that was in the next episode. Never mind.
Was one where they were behind the like liquor cabinet or whatever, and there were guns that were shooting at him. They were using the motion, so he used a phosphorescent flare arrow to burn out the camera.
Oh yeah, that was nice. But how does Speedy like just duck underneath that shit and they can't move? That's dumb.
Because she's very fast, or in other words, quite speedy.
And also, those bullets should have gone straight through that piano.
Definitely correct. Yes, that piano would not have stopped enough bullets.
No, it might have slowed them down, but they would have come out of there flying around. We've seen CSI. It could have been through the body at another angle. Bounced off of a D cord. Smacked him right in the ass. Just saying.
If we go back to trick arrows for a minute, I have notes that I'm not really sure what they mean anymore. The first one is carjacking arrows. Because they apparently used arrows to hijack a car. Presumably to stop something from driving or something. I don't remember.
Oh, you mean the arrows that he used to stop the van that had Anarchy in it?
Yeah, so that's the one.
He hit like the front of the van, and the van's lid popped, and apparently the guys inside were fine, but not fine enough to like hop out and help out.
Hey, how dare you attack a police vehicle? Mm.
Right. Yeah, that's what was wrong with those guys?
So there's that.
Maybe they had a concussion.
We had Anarchy had the three-section staff weapon, which is almost no tricks. Yeah.
It was really impressive to watch him use it, though.
Yeah. Kind of took out Oliver and Speedy real quick, though.
Yeah, they kind of got the ass beat a little bit.
Yeah.
Until they didn't anymore, which was also...
Yeah. He kind of, like, knocks them down real quick, so that they can actually choreograph an interesting fight out of it instead of just having him double teamed into submission. Yeah.
That's my new band name. Double teamed into submission.
Nice.
The title of your porn video.
Hey, wait, gross.
Yeah. I also have the tie Anarchy to the tree arrow. Because he had like a bolo arrow.
Like a bolo arrow, yeah. There's precedent for that.
There is. There are a lot of wraps around him, though,
That's like, true.
It wrapped around him like 8 times or something. It was excessive.
Sure. Excessive.
And that's about it. Oh, another fun note. Ooh, magic abs.
Magic abs.
I guess that's what in regards to his tattoo.
Tattoo caught on fire.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha. Ooh, magic abs. I like that.
I feel like that's what Felicity would say when if that happened in
her sight. Exactly.
So what made his abs light up was pain. How come we haven't seen him light up since? Because he gets pain all the time.
He's been beat up while shirtless many times.
So often.
Yes. Yeah.
Does he still have that tattoo?
I don't know.
I actually don't know the answer to that question.
Or did he have that one removed?
Yeah.
Or did it come off of
him? No, he didn't.
How do you remove a magic tattoo?
Magic laser beams.
Exactly.
Duh.
So, yeah. Anarchy. That's blood debts. If you want something fun and interesting, go find the Reddit for this page, or for this episode. The Reddit page for this episode. It is very amusing. They're talking about how not the best episode this is.
How this is not an episode that is great, sure.
Yeah, that.
Well, there must be one for like the last 12 episodes then.
Basically. Yeah, I'm sure they are all great, but the one part that stood out for me was it's like, okay, so just imagine that every week from here on out, we pan back from that limo to find out that one other person is not dead. Like, you pan left and see that Roy is sitting in the back of the limo with
him. Oh, my God, yeah.
And then it pulls out the next week, and Diggle's sitting there in the driver's seat. And then the next week, it pans left, and there's Damien Dark, and they're just all hanging out. Like, oh, man, that was just a major misunderstanding. Like, that would be so funny.
That would be pretty
great.
That would be pretty funny. I'd be into that.
It sounds too entertaining for this show.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Bam, bam, bam. Portal, bring in the pain.
Cool. I am going to go close the door because I realized that I did not do that yet.
Questions remaining. Question one, who is dead in a grave? Question two, what happened
cares?
To what can Thea give her bloodlust away for good? Well, wait a minute, that was the final thing. So Thea thinks
is she just like, I'm done with bloodlust now, I did it, I beat my problems.
Well, the first step is admitting you have a problem.
But wait.
I've conquered my bloodlust and no longer feel the need to kill people.
But she thinks
because
that
I am strong.
But she thinks that she gave it to Damien Dark.
Oh.
And she thinks that's why he's tried to kill Felicity. Don't you remember that part? When she was like, it's my fault because now he has my bloodlust. He took it from me. Like, maybe part of his weird, strange power is that he can take other people's powers with this magic shit that he's using.
Oh, I think that's silly. I think that is bananas.
Well, it's not like a superpower that's never been used before. They use it. It's on Heroes.
Yeah, I know. I think that's the thing. Like, it's not. He's not like a mutant. He's not like Rogue. He's like, I'm gonna touch you and take your powers. It's...
Well, but maybe that's what his magic box lets him do. But then here's the other question.
Magical box.
Does Anarchy now have the magical box because it had the Anarchy sign in the back? So does that mean that his magical powers are still there?
That also sounds kind of like a crock of shit.
But it seemed like the magical powers returned after Thea and Anarchy had it out. Like, they were kind of gone, and Arrow had the upper hand, and then she let him run away, and they came back. Maybe this shit's a little deeper than we thought.
It might be. This is one of those moments where I would suggest some crazy theory and someone would be like, oh, I don't know if the showrunners actually have that in mind. It seems too involved. Right?
Yeah, or I mean, I would.
I don't.
And
well,
then
I mean,
we go, we should write this shit.
We should write this shit.
This is true. Yeah. I don't know. I'd like to give him the credit, but doubt
are there
it.
Any lines that are in this episode that everyone liked? Because I know I've got at least one that I'm like, yes, that was my favorite line of the episode.
In Anarchy?
There are two. Yeah.
Okay, what did you
go for it?
My first one was when Felicity was getting ready to go back into surgery, and she said, "I'm ready. My body's prepared for a bunch of guys to go digging around inside of me, or poking around inside of me." And then she kind of paused and was like, "I mean, doctors. I mean,
that was."
It felt very old Felicity, which I liked.
Yeah.
And the other one was when her and Oliver were sitting there, and Oliver's like, "I want to go to Bali. You want to go to Bali?" And she's like, "Yeah, I'll go anywhere with you." And I'm like, "Oh, that's sweet." And she's like, "But what's Damien Dark doing in Bali?" And I was like, "That's cute." Those are my two. Felicity has been on point for me the last two episodes.
Well, I liked her in the Anarchy. I thought they did a good job of making her look like she lost a lot of blood.
Yeah, yeah, her makeup was really, really gross looking.
Yeah, they did good.
I was uncomfortable with it.
She did a good job acting like she'd lost a lot of blood.
The Anarchy's face less so.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked good, but like I feel like it should have been a lot worse.
The mask was terrible.
Yeah.
It was very creepy, though.
The burnt eye was cool, too.
Had I've like, always found a neutral mask to be kind of creepy.
Yeah, just in general. Me too. And I like that you could sort of see him moving his mouth behind the mask, but not really, but it also wasn't obstructing the sound of him talking, which is good, because I always hate when this happens and you have to deal with this instead of it.
And then you just sound like you're at some kind of, like, con of some kind, and they're like, I'm Darth Nihilus.
Exactly.
Darth Nihilus. What's your name?
Darth Nihilus. Darth Nihilus.
Then it sounds like you should be in a Peanuts movie.
Yeah. Did you see that? I did not see that.
I did not.
It looked like it would give me a seizure.
Probably trying to avoid it.
It also looked like really good for what it was, but it looked like it was going to give me a seizure.
For what it was.
Well, I mean, I think it has a really good Rotten Tomatoes score, but...
Really?
Arrow.
Yeah. Anyway, Arrow.
Cool.
Well, so I think we need that one to death.
To Amanda Waller?
To Amanda Waller.
You remember that time that she tried to take down the city with a drone strike? Good times.
Hey, thanks for the assist tonight.
I'm just glad to be useful. Good job jerry-rigging the security system, though.
Just trying to make you proud, Felicity.
He did.
Hey, Wall.
Next up.
Unlike Felicity. Get it? Because she was supposed to be dead, but then she wasn't.
Not dead. And still engaged.
Yeah. Kinda? Probably.
What do you mean, kind of, probably?
We just don't talk about it.
You know, we're not married yet, so that whole to death tell you part and in sickness and in health, for better or for worse or thing, doesn't really count yet. And he put the ring back on her and he said, for better or for worse. And she said, for better or for worse.
Not only that, but unless I heard incorrectly, he was like, when you were admitted, the nurse took this off of your hand. How dare she? And I was like, oh, that's kind of cute. But at the same time, if her hand swelled up, that finger's going to have to come off or the ring's going to have to get cut. Your choice.
Yeah. So
of course,
probably
the
best choice.
They would cut the ring. I know. Of course they'd cut the ring.
In which case,
but...
you know, when Dad died, they said, hey, do you want his wedding ring? And I was like, sure. And they said, we'd have to cut his finger off to get it. And I said, well, damn, if he wants it that bad, he could keep it.
Like, why would you say that? Like, that doesn't...
That's what
I
was
that.
Like. If they could have just not told me that part and given it to me. It's not like he would have bled all over or anything. He wasn't pumping blood anymore.
Yeah.
True facts.
Why would they tell you that?
But does that mean it got melted down inside of the...
Yes, which means that when you threw him out of a plane... It could have killed some kind of small rodent when it hit the ground.
That's awesome. I bet he would have loved that.
Totally. Hit a boar head in the face or something.
Oh my god. Great. Okay.
So Arrow. And that conversation went a little AWOL for a minute.
Nice transition, Daniel.
That's why people listen to us, okay?
Right. It's those very spot on transitions, segues, if you will. So Shadow Spire, who is a thing, is stealing rail guns from Argus.
No, they're not.
Wink, wink.
Lies.
Yeah. So Shadow Spire, who is originally a Deathstroke nemesis from the comics. Which is cool. Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody know where the guy who played the sort of the guy that reeled Andy in, sort of second in command to the black guy? What is he originally from? He was on a television show. I want to say it was a comedy of some kind. Some kind of sitcom. I'm going to look it up on IMDb. You guys go ahead and keep talking.
Sweet. AWOL. That was an episode that happened.
Indeed it was.
I enjoyed it a lot.
I think it was quite a bit better than last week. I would agree. Previous one.
I think my problems with it stem from mostly from the very sort of hokey Dark Felicity scenes.
I really enjoyed those scenes quite a bit. I think they did them well. And I feel like they just kind of copped out at the end and are like, okay, that's it.
But maybe not.
Yeah, but
maybe it will become another sort of part of her. Like, maybe she'll be stuck with some Dark Felicity hallucinations as she goes forward.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it'll come back in the future. But I don't know. It's just it felt, I don't know, weird. I really enjoyed the scenes when I was in them and then watching them, and then they just kind of, no, go away.
I know him from ER.
Don't need you anymore. And they're done.
Eric Palladino. He was on ER. That's why I know him. He was a goofy guy on ER.
Okay.
Do
you know the guy in Arrow who was the guy who was supposed to pilot the small pod and pull the Green Arrow out of the recovery craft was the guy who played the Winter Soldier?
Nice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still thinking about the Martian. Sorry.
Yeah.
Apologize.
It's good times. That's a good movie.
I watched The Martian today. It was great.
Yeah. Cool.
But was it funny is my question?
The Martian?
Yeah.
I would say yes.
Was it a comedy?
I wouldn't say it is not a comedy. I would say...
Did you know that it won a Golden Globe for Best Comedy over Trainwreck?
What?
That's some bullshit right there.
It won a comedy award?
Yes, comedy.
That is a little odd.
And Damon won for Best Actor in a Comedy.
He was Best Actor in a Comedic Role, maybe.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say it's a comedy.
No, it's...
Thanks.
It's not.
It's a survival movie. It's a space exploration movie.
That's some bullshit.
If you go for a stretch, it's a road trip movie.
I'll allow it. It's basically Space Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh my god. I loved that moment. Okay, sorry. I'm not talking about this right now because it's not Arrow. But
it shows you how highly we think of these episodes of Arrow. Very easy to not talk about.
I enjoyed AWOL quite a bit.
Yeah.
It was kind of like Arrow rewind. You know, it was like getting to kind of go back to what they're good at doing, which is sort of your baddie of the week, taking them down. I liked that it was a moment where Andy was able to be brought into the fold.
Yeah, and sort of
character of Andy
returned to goodness.
Yeah, and that he really had an opportunity to earn trust, and that maybe he'll be part of the team because
I enjoyed it because it was a chance for redemption. It is character evolution. It's not just holding pattern anymore, you know.
And there were stakes. Like we actually, you know, were afraid for like Lila and the Diggles.
Yeah.
But you were also afraid for Felicity, right? Where she's kind of going crazy.
Right. Like, is she actually going to be crazy?
What if she turns into a bad girl? What if she actually reverts to awful goth Felicity?
What if she takes medication and becomes addicted to her pain meds?
And rocks into Jesse Spano again.
Yeah.
We've already done that one. That's right.
Yeah. Maybe they just think Laurel needs some, you know, friends at AA.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be, she would be NA, right?
Oh, I think she goes to both.
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel like those need to be mutually exclusive. We have a death. The joint kills Waller, and I don't feel like anyone cared.
I only cared in so far that it meant I didn't have to deal with Amanda Waller anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm
potentially
totally
gives puts Lila in a interesting position.
Of having to control Argus as the most trusted Argus member,
But she also quit, and she's most trusted by Waller, so I don't know if that will translate to the rest of Argus. I don't know if there's, like, a syndicate or something that is, like, the shadow heads of Argus that are actually part of Hydra.
Yeah.
See, all that is more interesting to me than Damian Dark wanting to take out a whole human race and start over.
Which is only really interesting because it's in a totally different universe. I need to start watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. again.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm two episodes behind.
So I am a whole freaking season behind at this point. I've got.
You're in trouble, mister.
I am.
It's been an amazing season. I'm going to go up and watch it right now.
Oh, man. Okay, I'll try and get Claire on it. We're going to have to watch it illegally, though, because Hulu sucks, my boss.
This is fact.
We're doing it again. We're talking about anything but Arrow.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right.
No, it's my fault.
Anybody think that goth Felicity is pretty hot?
I like regular Felicity better, and I'm usually a brunette, so I'm trying to say. So.
Yeah. I.
No. Goth Felicity is not my favoritist.
I would agree with you, Laurel.
Laurel.
If I had to pick one to make out with, I'd make out with goth Felicity, and it's not just because she's younger.
Oh. Hey-o.
Stark and Broody.
I think I'd just be happy with either. I don't want to be picky.
Fair point.
We could just make out with both. It's fantasy, I mean, anyway.
Ideally, right? Yeah, it's
maybe
it's
she
could
bring goth Felicity with her.
Exactly.
Oh, both at the same time. That's just not fair.
Why not?
Uh-oh.
It's fantasy. Do what you want.
That's fair, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Strong point. You can be as loud as the hell you want when you're making love?
Yeah, you can.
Cool. I don't know. I don't think the action scenes were up to par, but that's kind of a going trend on Arrow these days. They did a lot of jumping down from off of
I feel like maybe
Argus base, which was very, very strange. Yeah, I don't know.
Listen, it was a little odd moment, yes.
They did get their CrossFit in that day, so they had to do it somehow.
I mean, that's fair.
CrossFit!
But have them at least, like, jump over a fence into the facility or something. Not just off of a random building that there's not really any logical reason for them to be on to jump down from. I don't know. It happened enough that it was distracting to me.
Here's my theory. I think that they're trying to Frank Miller it a little bit. That's a bad choice. They're trying to Scott Pilgrim it a little bit in that they're trying to create opportunities for scenes in the show to be more comic book portraiture-y, you know? Like, they're trying to create stills that feel like a comic book frame.
That's fair.
I don't think that they're doing it particularly well. It feels a little heavy-handed, maybe a little ham-fisted.
Fisted your mom last night.
You fisted my mom in her ham last night.
Yep.
Awesome.
Gotta earn that explicit tag, am I right?
Yeah. Rudy mentioned this earlier, and it might have been pre-recording, but the Oracle bit where Felicity gets her
her new call sign.
Nickname? Yeah, call sign. That's the one. And it's Overwatch. And Oliver's all like, it was gonna go with Oracle, but that's taken. Which is cool, because Oracle is Barbara Gordon, and she's also been crippled because the Joker shot her in the spine or something.
Yeah, during the Killing Joke.
Yeah.
But the question is, if does that exist in the Arrowverse? Because that's what it seems like they're trying to admit. But that means Batman exists. That means Barbara Gordon exists.
But why doesn't Batman come to Star City and help him out?
He's too busy beating up people in Gotham, duh.
And Superman.
Well, so I thought we already knew that Supergirl existed in this because they're doing CW Supergirl.
It's CBS.
I smell a crossover, guys.
Yeah, it's CBS. It's started by the same guys, but it's not technically in the same world yet because
they're not allowed to be?
They're not the same network, even though CBS owns the CW.
Yeah, so weird.
It's not officially the same universe, but it's not officially not either.
Sure.
Also, that pilot was really hard to watch.
I didn't watch it
halfway through before I couldn't take it anymore, mostly because I was watching it on my computer through the TV.
I can't take it anymore.
Laggy and painful.
We watched the first three episodes thinking that the kids would like it. And we have seven episodes sitting on our table right now.
Did the kids like it?
I mean, ish. I think it's always, on some level you want to be like, yay, a female superhero is cool. And she's so cute. And I like her on Glee, that little actor. But I don't know. I'm not like, when we get down to it, we're like, let's watch something. I don't want to.
That's fair. Yeah.
I'd rather watch Bob Burgers any day.
That's fair. Cool.
Who wouldn't? Let's be honest, who wouldn't?
It might be in the same universe someday in the future. But what is in the same universe is Legends of Tomorrow. And that,
which, by the way, is painful. My mom watched. And my mom will watch anything. And she said it's bad. Really, really bad.
Oh, no. I didn't watch it.
It's like they're trying to do Doctor Who with a very less interesting doctor.
Yeah, and he's the most interesting character in the show.
That sucks.
He's even British. They're even trying to make him British.
It's Rory from Doctor Who.
What?
Yeah. And also, Damien Dark shows up in the second episode in 1975.
Oh my god.
Which is, it was like, hey, that's cool. And then it's like, oh, not really. Yeah. So that'll be painful to watch. But I think I've got to at least go one more episode before I call it quits.
You know what? You just have to come up with some kind of drinking game. That'll get you through it.
True.
It'll be too painful. What it is they're like, oh, we're doing so well with these other two shows, being Flash and Arrow, and really that's only true with Flash right now. They're like, well, since we're doing so well with these, why don't we go make this other show with all these characters? And then that was the driving factor, instead of like, oh, let's tell this interesting story about these interesting characters. They just shoehorned a show together instead of a good show idea that then
we have all these great characters. Let's put them in a sandwich.
Let's make sure that they're all alive, even though they've already died in other episodes of other shows.
You know what really pisses me off about that now that I really stop and think about it? This is a show about fucking time travel. Mm-hmm. So why couldn't the guy who was about fucking time travel go to all of the different points where they were still alive and save their asses, instead of making me suffer through that bullshit in one of my favorite shows?
Thank you.
Or pick them up in 2010 when Oliver's on the island and before, all this bad stuff happens to everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, the Atom, it wouldn't have been able to work, but that one was fine. Like, they didn't have to legitimately bring people back.
Well.
Yeah.
Sounds like a time suck.
Flash is still really good, so watch Flash.
Oh, no, thanks.
Cool. Quotes in this episode?
Oh, there was one at least. Probably the one where it was like, I thought you deserved a new call sign. How'd I do? And she's like, perfect. It's like, okay. I'm down.
I have three and they're all from Felicity.
Of course they are. She's been getting the best writing.
Yeah. Because they have fun with her. First is when Oliver's being all like, it was all my fault. And she's like, no, it is the fault of one man and his extremely on-the-nose alliterative name.
Yeah, right? That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah. And then we're going to need to get some ramps.
Yes, and the way that she just sort of slammed her front wheels against the bottom of the stairs, it was so cute. It's like, we're going to need some ramps.
Yeah. And then that's last perfect. One was towards the end when they have a drink to Amanda Waller, and she's like, remember the time she tried to take down the city with a drone strike?
Good times.
Not to be a buzzkill, but like... Yeah, she did kind of try to blow up the city, so...
Maybe we shouldn't go on immortalizing her, you know? Like, oh, so good that she... I mean, so it sucks so much that she passed, even though she would have nuked us if she had a chance. She needed to.
Yeah.
No, she didn't care about people.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite movies, or one of my favorite lines, was when... What's his name? Turns to... Diggle's wife, whose name is Lila, thank you. And Lila goes, Amanda Waller is the type of person who does not value, who values secrecy more than a human life. So she will not bat an eye as you kill every single person in this room. And he's like, okay, cool. Bang! Dead. Now it's your turn to have 20 minutes. It's great. It's good stuff.
Yeah. So that's Arrow for this week, I guess. I
don't know. And last week.
Look at us.
Hey, we're caught up. Nailed it.
Hey, we did it. Next week, we'll maybe do it on tech.
Yeah.
Week, we'll maybe do it with your mom.
I did it with your mom, so.
Yeah.
Oh, our jokes are the bestest jokes.
Yeah. So, sorry for the rambling and boredom of this week.
Oh, they give us episodes to talk about. We'll talk about them.
Yeah.
Went there.
I don't know. Do we want to make predictions? Do we care enough?
I still believe that my last prediction for who the person who's in the grave was Lancey Pants.
I don't think Felicity would be that pissed off about that.
Unless, I'm worried that he's dating her mom now.
Oh, shit.
I'm worried that it is her mom.
That could be. Yeah, that would make sense for her being so pissed off.
I think it would take it being someone ridiculously close to her. In her inner circle, for her to think that means that Oliver should kill again.
And it could also bring back Dark Felicity.
Or a Laurel, or a Diggle, or her mother.
I think I'd like it to be her mother.
Me too.
Partially because she's kind of annoying to watch, but mostly because it's interesting story-wise.
Yeah.
And seeing, like... I don't know. It wouldn't feel as forced as like Speedy or Diggle or, you know, someone.
Yeah, not to mention they need Lancey Pants. Like we still need that connection to the. Oh, there's a quote from Go ahead.
If Lance dies, it could set up a Team Arrow versus the cops, which we kind of did at one point.
Already had a little bit, yeah.
Then we could go all out, especially if like Damian Dark has his meat hooks in the cops and is controlling them.
Meat hooks.
But
put my meat hooks in your mom last night.
Gross. Here's another quote that I had forgotten about, but now I remember because we're talking about the cops and the stuff. There's a moment where she goes to see Laurel goes to see the body of the Chang. And she goes up to the, she's like, hi, my name is Laurel Lance, assistant DA, and yada, yada, yada. And she's like, don't you have tests that you can run on such and such? And the guy, and the girl goes, I don't need an assistant DA telling me how to do my job. And then she turns to her and goes, well, I'm sure some murderer out there is very happy for your lack of initiative. And I was like, meow. That's good. Anyway. Sorry, please continue.
Oh, I still hate that character.
Laurel?
Yep, always have.
Always. Ding, ding, ding.
She's a lot better now that she's not being forced into the middle of stuff, and she's just kind of a talking point. I don't know.
Mm-mm. Don't care for it. Maybe I'm more sensitive because she has my stupid name.
Yeah, that's fair.
Maybe. She's doing wrong by all the Laurels everywhere.
Yeah. She's fucking the Laurel name up. Laurel.
Actually, I think that's Detective Lance's
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
Because he can't say it.
Laurel.
Say it again.
If I say this enough times, does it stop Laurel? Does it stop meaning anything?
Yeah.
I just keep saying Laurel.
It means
Laurel.
Less.
Laurel.
Ah.
Laurel.
All right. Yeah. Cool. So our vote is for Mama Licity in the grave.
I think that is an interesting choice. I don't know if that's what it is.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, why don't our fans put it on Facebook? Who do you think it is?
Yeah.
Like and review us and shit.
You.
Like and review us and shit.
Like and review us and shit. That's good. Yeah, that's true. You could do so at Facebook or at roguearrow.blogspot.com or at shoot us an email at arrowpodcast@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook, rate and review us on iTunes. Check out our other shows at almproductions.net. Yeah. Join us next week, and we will be discussing next week's episode, which I thought I had up, but now I don't. So I guess we're going to just awkwardly ramble until we get to the right page and find it.
I have it. I have it. Who has it first? It's called. Next episode is called. Nope, shit. That's his star sign. He's a Taurus.
Unchained. Nailed it.
Damn it.
Unchained.
So, yeah, until then.
It feels like, is that a Bruce Willis movie? I'm Rudy Schubach.
And I'm Laurel Murs, pouring one down my face for the missing Chris.
Laurel.
You're Laurel. You are.
You're
Laurel.
Pew, pew.
Rogue Arrow Podcast is an Autological Media Productions podcast. Leave us feedback at roguearrow.blogspot.com or shoot us an email at arrowpodcast@gmail.com. Please like us on Facebook and rate and review us on iTunes. And if you want to check out our other shows, go to almproductions.net. As always, thank you for listening.
My favorite part of the episode was when I watched all the SAG movies for the SAG Awards and then forgot to vote on Friday.
no.
That's a true story.
Wah, wah.
Wait, I've got something for that. Hold on. Oh, no, that's the wrong one. Sorry, that's the wrong one.
There it is. All right, I am almost ready to go.
No, it's on my phone. Oh, good, it's spreading.
That's what I said to your mom, to your sister last night.
Gross.
No, not last night. I'm on my
gross.
Ew.
Someone say something to get that out of my mind.
So nope, arrow.
Okay, I'm just gonna go ahead.
Sounds like traumatic blowjobbing.
Wow.
All right.
Cool. Oh, yeah. On that note, let's get rolling.
Now we get our explicit rating.
Yeah, we haven't even started yet. But that's okay.
And an explicit tag.
That's true.
With violent blowjobs.